Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Adam Hemmings. Police are investigating a horror crash northeast of Perth that's claimed two lives and a tragic start to the Easter break. Two cars collided just after 5 o'clock this morning in Lower Chittering on Mushay East Road. Police say both drivers died after suffering critical injuries. Premier Roger Cook says it's a tragic reminder to take care.
That 10 minutes extra that you take to get to your destination may be the difference between accidents, loss of life and an enjoyable weekend. So please, everyone, just take care.
A teenager who stabbed a fellow student at a Perth school has been sentenced to 2 years and 7 months in juvenile detention. The 15-year-old admitted to wounding a 16-year-old boy at a northern suburbs high school last December. They'll be eligible for release after serving a minimum of 14 months. The bodies of two men have been recovered after the Baltimore Bridge collapse, but four others are still missing, presumed dead. The recovery mission will tonight turn into a salvage operation. Jennifer Homenday from the National Transportation Safety Board says they're investigating what caused a cargo ship to hit the bridge.
They are focused on collecting the perishable evidence. All the documentation, including pictures and components that we may need on the vessel or amongst the structure.
The fire near Waroona remains contained and under control with an advice alert now in place. Crews gained the upper hand overnight, 6 days after campers accidentally started the fire that's destroyed 8 properties. To sport, Fremantle has named an unchanged lineup for tomorrow's clash with Adelaide at Optus Stadium, while West Coast has added Andrew Gaff to its extended squad for their match against the Western Bulldogs. And Cricket Australia will continue to back in veterans like Steve Smith, confirming its 23 contracted players for the next 12 months. WA's Jai Richardson is in, but Marcus Stoinis and Ashton Agar have missed out. The chairman of selectors says with a big summer against India later in the year, they're backing the senior players.